Forever Dog. Race Chaser.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser. A podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single last damn episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. Starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
My name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hello, I'm Willem.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Queerty nominee.
How's it feel to be a third-time Queerty Award nominee?
Honey, you know.
Has it set in yet?
It feels right.
Honestly.
It feels right. It feels correct. The day the nominations were announced, my publicist called me at 5 in the morning. This is how it works. They call me at 5 in the morning. They woke me up and they said, honey, are you sitting down? And yes, we are nominated for a Queerty Award for Best Podcast. You can vote every single day until February 16th at queerty.com/queerties2021. Go ahead.
I was just going to talk about all the luminaries and legends nominated. There's so many. I was just clicking through and voting for people that I knew. I'm like, oh, I'm going to vote for her there. I'm going to vote for him.
In really good company, and I hope that there isn't someone at Queerty like looking at the IP addresses of who is voting, because they're just gonna see that I vote pretty much every day for our podcast, and they're just gonna be like, "Wow, that Alaska, she really wants to win this." But you know what? Whoever you vote for,
as long as it's us. And Isis King for Trailblazer, because I like her too.
That's tea. We love the Queerty Awards, and it's an honor to be nominated with such amazing divas in the podcastress category.
Last week the girls were challenged to do baby mini drag challenge, and they were given their first design challenge with the bag ball on the main stage. There were 36 different looks on the runway, possibly some of the best looks, and definitely one of the worst in Drag Race history. Gottmik won the challenge with Utica. What?
Utica.
Oh, Utica?
No, Utica.
Utica, okay, good.
Utica. You keep calling her Utica.
Gottmik won the challenge with Utica? Nipping at her heels. And the gift bag doll of the South, Lala Ree, ended up in the bottom with Joey J, who, after a pretty fancy lip sync, Miss Joey J is gay sashayed away. And Lala Ree hold on to fight another day. Wow, all that. So now the two queens have gone.
Whoever wrote the outline is a poet. The poet laureate of drag.
Girl, they got a future ahead at Hallmark, I can tell. Two queens have now gone home, 6 episodes in, and we are officially keeping it pumping, queen.
Honey, keep it pumping. But before we continue on with this episode, this is a Race Chaser action alert, okay?
Beep, 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 beep.
Will you play some kind of news music behind us when we do this? Okay. Listen up, Race Chasers, we need you to spring into action. We know you're all very active and vocal on social media, and this is a cause that is very important. Listen up, Coach. And I'm not talking Craig T. Nelson, okay?
I'm not talking about if you're sitting in Comfort Plus.
We're talking
or behind
about
it.
The high-end brand, Coach. We had a little bit of intel. We glossed over it really too quickly, but really, the girls should be allowed to keep those bags.
Give her a bag!
So, Willem, you had this amazing idea.
Yes, I heard that the girls slaved away on those bags, designed them, put more effort into designing them than their outfits in some cases.
Well.
And, the girls were slighted, in my opinion. If you give a girl a handbag and then you try to take it out of her hand,
You'll lose a hand.
Yeah, honestly, you're just shitbagging her. Because, like, if you give a girl a purse, that's her bag. If she designed that bag, that's her bag. And then for them to not even, like, be for sale for, like, a charity or something, like, Coach could do some good and, like, auction them off. But instead, where are the bags, Coach? Honestly, it's such a slight to the girls. Like, oh, we're going to use this for a little challenge thing. Get up the LGBT rainbow for the Coach company, you know, because everybody wants to throw in their little rainbow however they can. Uh-huh. But then to take the bags out of the hands that advertise them, like, I get
it. It's wacky. It's strange. Because you mentioned this, like, it's not even like they're, you know, sellable merchandise.
They're not.
They would go back on the shelf. These are one of a kind, made for this challenge.
Lala, repeal that SKU code off, girl.
Give the girls their bags back. So we want you to spring onto Twitter. We want you to tag Coach.
Please, and us.
And tag us. And why don't we do a hashtag? What do you think? Give back the bags? What do you think?
Give her her bag.
give her her bag.
That's GIVEHERHERBAG.
Give her her bag.
So
give her her bags or give her her bag?
Yeah, honestly, how are you gonna do a bag ball? And then take away the bags and just leave the girls with their balls.
Baby Tina, baby mama, baby Tina, Lucy honey.
Honestly.
Listen, Lucy honey. listen, Delta Lake. this is not gonna fly. Well, we wanna see if we get any reaction from Coach. Those girls looked so amazing. They really rocked those fucking bags.
Yeah.
And they deserve them. I wanna know, where are the bags?
You know,
where are the bags?
Where are the bags? I think that honestly, if it was up to Coach, I feel like they might have gotten to keep them. But I'm sure, you know, for leaks and stuff, you had to, like, you couldn't give the girls the bags to take home because, you know, it's part of the challenge. Okay. XYZ. But okay. World of Wonder should have had the foresight to, like, put them aside and say, girls, here's your bags. I know there aren't many gigs this season or many bright spots to look forward to. Here's a free ugly pocketbook that you designed for a challenge. They could have at least done that.
I think the bags are cute.
Honestly, I thought some of the bags were cute. I love Lala's bag, but like Joey J's bag, you could only get me to hold that if it was in a cold, dead hand.
Well, tag Coach, tag us, and we'll keep you updated on how this goes.
There's another challenge happening, not to like delay the start of this episode even more.
The silhouette challenge?
No, the girl
swinging
that did
dicks in red light.
The girl that did Lala Ree's bag challenge. I think it was Cornbread Jeté. I worked with her this weekend at Executive Suites.
Yeah.
And I was like, girl, you were the to-go bag of life.
Yeah.
We had so much fun. She let me use her brush.
You were being a Shanita.
Honey, I walked right in and I said, who's got a brush? Because I had
who's
that
got
30-
a brush? I need bobby pins, I need safety pins, and I also need an outfit for my second number. Okay, what can we do?
Yeah, it was very that, but I stopped for pins on the way down to Long Beach because I was like, I'm not walking into a room with Morgan and Delta and then asking for a bobby pin first thing after I haven't seen him in months.
Some of the girls.
This Disco Mentory, it's episode 6. Season 13, we are finally at the top of the episode. The lipstick message from the outgoing queen, Miss Joey J, says, I'm a gay ass bitch. I'm who? Joey J.
Yes. We live, we laugh, we love. I mean, she'll be missed.
Candy's going to miss her. Her sister slam piece is gone.
She said, it's fine. After we get out of here, we will be able to have sex properly. But until then, I'm going to win the show.
Yeah.
Olivia goes ahead and asks very delicately. So after the episode, of course, shows us the whole explosive fight from The Last Untucked, Olivia's like, so how are we feeling about that?
This is one of my favorite parts about reality television is when a girl says, play back the tape. And then they do.
And then they do.
And you're like, like, it's hard. You can't be on both sides. So.
Well, it was, I felt like it was, I mean, Tamisha was reaffirming what she said before. Mm-hmm. And Candy was like, no, you didn't. And then roll back the tape. And then they play back the tape. And I think it was what Tamisha was saying she said, correct?
She definitely expressed that she had a dislike for a few of the girls there. But it was weird because the way she was saying it, it was a backwards compliment. So her intent wasn't to be a bitch, but it came off that way a little bit.
Well, it just was to be a little.
And the way I looked at it, it was like, I may not care for you, some of you girls personally, but like giving you your props for your makeup and your influencing and all that. It was just like the wrong way to deliver a compliment for sure.
Yeah. She's feeling like the winner's circle girls are sort of looking down upon, or worse, not even seeing the other girls,
girls. It's a competition, and some of the girls aren't seen as competition to the other girls. I mean, every season you walk into the room and then you kind of say to yourself in your head, how do I get front row at the reunion? Which of these girls do I need to eliminate?
You wear a head to toe tartan McQueen mm-hmm. suit.
Raja look.
Don't you think what Tamisha said is like really evolved? That's what you heard, but that's not what I said. Because so much conflict that happens in the world is the way people perceive what was said versus what was actually said.
Yes.
Yeah, but she didn't think that she said what she actually said. Because I know how she felt it, but it's not how it came out, I feel like.
It would also be different if it was a completely non-inflammatory statement that she actually said that was taken the wrong way. Hey, I have a pair of the Tamisha shoes, too.
Me, too.
What cool merch, dude. I mean, really.
Yeah.
What fucking cool merch. Nick just got the slides.
Oh, she has a pool slide?
The honey pool sliding about. Poolside.
I love that. Uh-huh. Lala sums it up. She says, Atlanta people don't take no shit and Brooklyn people don't take no shit.
That's right.
I feel like there's a couple people from every town that don't take no shit. And that's why we'd like to talk to you about Clean Tushy.
You're from Philadelphia, and I bet...
Honey, Pennsylvania girls,
there.
We don't take no shit. We throw batteries at Santa Claus. We have a jail in our football stadium. We're the only stadium with a jail.
Your mom throws Christmas trees into the in-ground pool. I mean, you don't. And it's true. And a reality show like Drag Race is going to cast the biggest, the boldest personalities possible and put them in a room for this reason. And we all love to watch it. So why don't we take a break and we'll get into some more. The girls are fighting.
No brawls, girl, honey. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
So this video message from RuPaul. Ooh, girl. Hey, bad girls, whether you're hot stuff or a super freak, if you want to stay alive, you better shake that groove thing, girl, or this could be your last dance. Toot toot. Hi.
And the girls look really confused because none of them have heard of disco before, so they have no idea what this is about. And then in comes RuPaul.
Oh, she says, I'm your host, RuPaul's Charles Nelson Reilly. And the girls laugh because if you don't laugh when RuPaul says something, you're not doing your job.
You go home.
You go home.
Come on, Ascot.
How can none of the girls, including Tina Burner, know who Charles Nelson Reilly is?
Well, I kind of know. The only
whoever wrote this outline doesn't know because they spelled it wrong.
Well, Charles Nelson Reilly.
Whoever wrote this outline.
One of our interns over at corporate. I mean, it's just Charles Nelson Reilly. The only reason I really know his name is because there's a Golden Girls joke about him.
Oh, okay.
And the Rose is reading the names of all the people who are going to be at this fancy event. She's like, Dom DeLuise. And they're all like, wow, Lonnie Anderson. Wow, Charles Nelson Reilly. And then they don't say anything. They don't say wow. So it's shady, Jordan.
She was the center square of Hollywood Squares. He was a game show staple. He was on the Match Game, the original thing that Snatch Game is ripped off of. Like, he was just this comedian who was everywhere. I'm pretty sure he had a theater in Florida too. Kind of like the Burt Reynolds theater where it was like dinner show type of stuff. He was an out gay man, kind of being an out gay man on television, even if he didn't say it. So
wasn't
he's like,
just really rotten, known for being just like really rotten.
Yeah,
humor.
I mean, one of his boyfriends fell out of a San Francisco hotel window after that. So I mean, I'd be mad too if my trade fell out a window.
Honey, sometimes the trade jumps out a window after the.
Honey, the joke didn't land, but he did.
When the overhead lighting turns on by mistake.
Oh! Damn. That's why you just keep the bathroom light on with the door cracked.
The single candle method is really what I prefer. So in the mini challenge, the queens get into teams and have to create eye-popping designer dresses made out of wallpaper provided by Spoonflower.com. To prove their design doesn't blend in, they model the dress in front of a wall featuring the same wallpaper design. The queens need to pair up. Their partner will be with them for the mini and the maxi this week.
Gottmik gets the distinction of getting to choose which pair to join once they're all teamed up because he won last week.
Join the thruple.
The teams go like this. Denali and Rosé, Lala and Simone, and... Utica says, ooh, Olivia was first. Sorry to whoever was trying to grab her. So, sure, I guess, goes to Elliot and Tamisha as a team. And then
there's always that team.
Yeah. And then Gottmik. Like,
fuck my drag.
Yeah, me and LaQueer, for sure. The final team, the thruple, is Candy, Tina, and Gottmik.
Right.
Whose wallpaper? What wallpaper would have you chosen? The flowers, buttons, pizza, sushi, or pink leopard? It's kind of almost the pink leopard of like the Vruse dress that you tried to knock off.
I know, and you would think that I would choose that one, but the sushi was really speaking to me, and I think it might have been just because Gottmik's presentation of it was so flawless and stunning. I actually looked on Spoonflower to see what it was all about. Mm-hmm. And they have some cute stuff. They have cute drapes and cute wallpaper patterns. If you want some of that, nice. Like temporary wallpaper, they do that stuff.
If you go to forkweed.net, they do rugs too.
Forkweed?
Forkweed.net. I like Lala Ree's, bitch. I wanted a slice of that. Them little,
oh my gosh, yeah.
Pizzeroni nipple covers.
Honey,
she gives it to me. I love her. Elliot so and Tamisha funny. Win this challenge, and they each mm-hmm. get a $2,500 gift card to spoonflower.com.
That's a major mini challenge prize, okay? That's pretty fierce.
It was, but like I didn't get how they won.
Oh.
I didn't see it. I saw it, but I didn't see it. I was like, really? I did not. I thought that if anything, they might be at the opposite end of the winner for this one because some of the other ones were so cute and like charming. And this one for me just gave next to Nooch.
Next to Nooch. Welcome to the new Forever Dog podcast. Next to Nooch.
Where we feed crickets Nooch. And then listen to them gas.
Girl, that'll give them gas.
Tits. Yeah. I'm glad Tamisha won something, though. I'm happy for him.
Photosynthesis. That was funny. have you seen the meme of the Mean Girls? The Tina Burner, Candy Muse, and Gottmik. There's a meme of them as Ronald McDonald.
Grimace, the purple one. Yeah. I actually... Bitch, how are we the same person? Because I have that screen cap on my phone to send to you right now.
It's so funny. So cute.
It's accurate.
God bless the Mean Girls.
Accurate as hell. Get in. Get in, loser. We're going dragging.
I don't know who would go on a reality show and instantly get into a click. I mean, that's sort of... I don't understand personally how mm-hmm. someone would do that, but...
Click, click, fish.
But I guess it's for... It's, you know.
Clicks are dangerous.
Clicks can be dangerous. People have already been doing the Relaska Talks comparison. And you know what? Clicks are dangerous, but it gives you storyline because when you finally break up out of the click, then it's a story day. It's
good. And you need a storyline if you're not, like, you know, already in good with the producers and texting them and smoking out with them and stuff. That's helpful. Or sucking them. This maxi challenge, this disco-mentary, it's going to be a dancing documentary about the beat that defined a generation. Yeah. Disco. These girls are going to meet...
The Kylie Minogue album that defined a generation.
Honey. Disco. Magic, honey. It is. It's so good. Such a good album. The girls are going to need to learn choreography and embody... the disco spirit. I was confused as to what this was. Are they singing? Are they telling a story through dance? But no stories were told through dance. It wasn't like a modern thing where they were like, even the Disco Sucks girls, I was like, how are they showing that disco sucks by doing disco moves?
Well,
like, it's just like basically a voiceover and then watch these girls dance now. And then another voiceover. Now these girls are going to twirl.
It like, was a dance challenge. There were some scenes, like the velvet rope, the group dancing. It was a dance challenge, but they used the opportunity to make it really educational. RuPaul had some, and obviously, you know, I mean, to us, we're like, we already know about disco, but like, obviously, the younger generation who is at Drag Race didn't know very much about disco. So I think it's cool that, you know, RuPaul said, God damn it, we need to teach the children about disco.
I mean, even the adults don't know about disco, though. Like, Tina Burner, she's definitely in her 30s. And, you know, there's some songs that you just know, like Thelma Houston, like Don't Leave Me This Way. Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive. Like, these are songs. At least she knew a couple. At least she knew that Gypsies wasn't disco.
I like Gypsy the best.
The
groups are Birth of Disco, Disco and Sex, Studio 54, Disco Fashion, and Disco Sucks.
In the workroom, Utica is saying that she gives a little read to one of her sisters, to Olivia, about Tina. She says that hair actually makes Tina look small. And Olivia's like, say it out loud. Say it to him.
Say it to him.
She's like, that's how you read, girl. This is what we do.
And tell him that his giant wig makes him look small.
I definitely love that this is like reading with training wheels. She's like, I'm Tina. That hair actually makes you look small.
And Tina Burner's so quick, she came back and she said, honey, as long as I stand next to Lala, I'll be fine.
100%.
She's very quick, very funny.
Oh, look who's here.
Oh, come on, Ascot.
Come on, Ascot. Now, Rue, you'll need to sign in the visitor's log. Thank you. Okay, cool. Now you can come in.
Did you catch the misdirect to the commercial before the walkthrough, which is RuPaul saying to Rosé, if you were closer, I would reach out and smack you. She didn't actually say it to Rosé, but they made it look like she did.
Yeah, they love to do that. take off your hat, you balding bitch.
The non-essential misdirect, which...
just to fuck with people if they aren't paying attention, which, you know.
Just to really let people have it. Denali and Rosé have a quick chat with RuPaul to tell Rue how amazing they are.
Denali puts on some hair, which she does not wear later. Instead, she wears this little pink thing, which is like the least disco wig I've ever seen on a headband. And I was like, oh, maybe she got the headband on because she don't want to whip it off because, you know, disco. And then I'm like, wait, she had an ice skater like... Lara Croft braid on her head, and that stayed fine and didn't budge. So what's with this headband?
I think we'll get to that when we get to that fucking, because
sorry, yeah. I'm just trying to shit talk early, my bad.
You know, it's fine. What, Denali has done a lot of things. Denali has ice skated on cruise ships. She has roller skated on volcanoes. Mm-hmm. She is very good at dancing, and so is Rosé. And Rosé gets the dreaded "you're not being vulnerable" speech from RuPaul, which I've had this speech, and it doesn't feel great.
Honey, all the greats have had it. Chad Michaels probably had it. My season. All the good ones do. All the ones that you're like, ooh, I love her, but then the underdog wins that season. All of them have this speech. It's honestly the same, probably 20 storylines recycled every year, mostly with a little new stuff thrown in for girls. You got your underdog, you got your main girl, you got the bitch, you got the upstart, the girl. So these chats are all interchangeable. I'm sure you could edit together the same storyline with a different cast of characters with the exact same outcome.
It's because Drag Race is the story of the tenacity of the human spirit. So some things are archetypal and universal.
As long as you got some ass in there, I agree.
Exactly.
Tenacity. Rue is explaining about the Disco Sucks movement to Lala Ri and Simone. Mm-hmm. And the whole room learns about this moment from Rue.
Yeah.
She swirls her hips and says, this is a revolution.
That's what I do, mama. That's what I do.
That's what I do.
I like that because I think it's an important moment. And I mean, look up sort of things about the Disco Sucks movement because it's very interesting. And there's actually, I think there was a lot of like racial undertones that were
homophobia
going on
and
that.
Racism.
Homophobia,
rampant.
Yes.
There's so much like that. The fact that regular dancing didn't have like hips and like the lasciviousness, the same way that they tried to outlaw rock and roll back in the day. When the actual pioneers that pioneered the music were playing it before all the white people stole it.
Candy's Sweet Refrain.
If you notice something, every walk around, I feel like this season has had a Candy moment. I feel like they do Candy every walk around. And a lot of the girls haven't even gotten one. I feel like.
She's very entertaining, and she keeps Rue laughing, and that's the name of the game, and it's very entertaining to watch. Candy said, my favorite disco song is that Pussycat, girls.
Right? That part when Nicole Scherzinger throws it back.
Yeah, and RuPaul said, if you were next to me right now, I would actually slap you. That's where the slap goes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, then we get another, we're getting a lot of cagey responses from the queens with RuPaul.
When she's asking no, what yes. your favorite disco no, song yes. was.
Yes, no. Yes, no. I have so many, I'm just going to keep them to myself.
And that's the way to do it. Hold your cards close to your chest.
Right. Why don't we take a break and we'll come right back for some choreography rehearsal. So stretch.
I'm clocking out. I'm
make
done.
Sure you make sure you stretch. Mm-hmm. All right, choreography time, ladies.
Girls, put on your dance
Zarate.
Belts.
Mm-hmm. Dance belts. Get your dance yeah. belt already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to see no bulges.
No bulges, slick Barbie doll crotches. The choreo rehearsal with Miguel Zarate, the girls, mm-hmm. the trio is up first. So we
the
got
mean girls. Tina. We are the mean girls. Gerald. We live in West Hollywood.
all the hit. Gottmik, Tina, and Candy are doing this little seatbelt dance, and they got that on lock for sure. Child lock. And Lala Ree.
Child lock.
Lala Ree so and Simone funny. Get a lesson in thrusting, which, I mean, this comes... I don't know how there wasn't a showgirl... Not one of those faggots made a showgirl's joke on... She's all thrust.
Thrust it! Thrust it! Thrust it!
Elliot and Tamisha, basically the choreographer is telling Lala Ree and Simone to just do a dick slang instead of, you know, a little hip check, like sexy girl hip check. He's like, no, slang it, slang it, slang
yeah,
it.
Girl.
So I ain't mad at that.
No.
Elliot and Tamisha, unfortunately got hula hoops and it did not look like that either of them wanted it in the same way that the girls are like, here, you get a scarf. This reeks of season 5, the bubble wand controversy. Here, you hold a harp. You get a seashell, bitch. Like, it just, I think that it kind of hinders a girl. Here, hold this giant hoop and let the hoop be the star, not you. You know? The hoop is spinning, not you.
I didn't get a prop for the season 5 promo. I think
Well, they were
said,
too worried about that wig stain on your head, darling.
They said your power is magic. A tool or
said, only girls with hands
power.
That go to the floor get props.
You know what, that was borrowed from the designer, okay. So
was that great for aubergine?
It was that ankle length, which we're all a fan of. This is hard. It is hard to be handed a hula hoop. I know you're one of those girls who hula hoops the house down, right?
I can do a little hooping, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even wear hoop earrings. I'm so bad. I can't do hula hooping. Right. I can't do
Well,
hula
it's
because
you can't feel your hips when you're in drag because of all the padding. So you don't really know. You can't tell. I can't feel my hips.
My real hips are in a completely different state.
Oh, yeah. No.
A different time zone. Tamisha reveals that she has an ostomy bag on her stomach and... So she's attempting to do, and she's doing a great job of doing all these dance moves without, you know, while concealing this, which is wild.
Yeah.
And like kind of amazing that she's like out there doing this stuff and like keeping up with the paces while concealing this ostomy bag on her body.
This is the tenacity of the human spirit, honestly.
That's tea.
Like not letting your specific situation get in the way of your general goals. And like Tamisha should be like applauded for this. AARP should do a special award show for her this year.
Yeah.
Like
Now, do you want this to be a fan kick or more like a pot
you
of
want
a
it to break? Do you want it to break after the highest point? Should I do it with both legs at the same time? Just in the air?
Rosé's like, slow it down, Tina. but no, Denali is running this choreography rehearsal.
I think she's dance captain, honestly.
And honestly, I was I wasn't sure who was going to win the season, but I think Denali's thighs are now a front runner. I think they are. They've definitely taken the lead. She's really turning it with this dance rehearsal.
What happened?
What's that noise? I just heard a weird
noise. Oh my god, Tina Burner's behind you.
It's like a hissing noise, like hissing? Air being released out of something.
Maybe one of your tits popped.
I honestly
maybe one of your tits popped like in Hurricane Bianca. Like the boobs popped and powder flew all over.
Oh my Jesus.
That's what happens when tits pop, you know?
That is a great film.
Turner classic movies. What a wonderful thing.
Turn it away.
It's more like turn it off classic movies. So Utica and Olivia with this fabric, it looks like a girl that's trying to fold a fitted sheet with one hand. Utica is not getting this. But it really gives Lala some good interview chair moments, which honestly, I could deal with a half hour every week of Lala just talking shit and kikiing and calling God a bitch and then girl.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mean Girls on three.
One, two. So that's the click.
Oh, that's the click? Oh, that's the click. Oh, okay.
The mirror chats today are getting into some of the girls' backstory. Olivia reveals that she was over 300 pounds in high school, and she was struggling with her identity, and she wasn't out. But they show the pictures, and it's like, oh, that's how you got that shape, mama.
Right. And she reveals that, like, she got, you know, she went on a fitness journey and, like, got into, like, theater and acting, which led her to drag. But it was really nice to, like, get into her story a little bit. Candy reveals a little bit about her background. Her mother was in and out of jail. She found her confidence from the streets. And so she explains that that's why she's sometimes quick to be defensive, because she's always trying to protect herself, which kind of like shows us a little bit of like what we were seeing in Untucked and like, you know, her fucking history and her story. And it makes her more three-dimensional. And I love that. I love Candy Meese.
I love hearing more about Tamisha too, and seeing that she had a champion in the projects where she grew up who, you know, saw talent, put her in like this cheerleading team for kids, even though they didn't have a sports team to cheer for. And that, you know, she credits that person out there that put her on the road that led her to this life. So that was really nice to say. I always wanted to credit my high school drama teacher for, like, you know, we had a production in high school where there were two leads played by people in drag, and I was like, oh my god, and then I didn't get cast.
The next day the school burnt to the ground and no one ever was able to prove what happened.
They made me get all the boys up in drags and get them outfits and things, but like,
oh, so you were the stylist.
Yeah, that's what they did. They said they said, how about we let this straight boy do it and then you could just teach him how to do it. And I said, okay. Plucked
Tootsie James effect. Gordon.
So, fuck you, Mr. Buck. Cocoa Beach High School drama department can suck it.
Wow.
5-4-7-6 can suck a lot of dicks.
Well, now you are the preeminent drag actress of Earth. So,
fuck you.
I think that worked out.
I think it's going okay. Not as good as RuPaul. In this glittery purple gown with the ruffle neckline and the pink piping and lining.
I love this. I love the length. It's that just to the shoe and you just see the little peep of the toe of the shoe. Love the length.
She looks like a Barbie doll in a package. This is like a great, like, just silhouette of the dress. And like, this is the only time it's okay for your shoulders to be larger than, you know, your hips.
Them shoulders should be three times larger than those hips, but they aren't. So.
The other judges are also present and accounted for. Michelle Visage, Carson Kressley, and we got Lonnie Superstar. Love back again.
Lonnie Love, everybody say it.
Say Lonnie Love.
Watching this, I feel like I was like, you guys, it must have been so hard not to be lip syncing to the, because you learn a song, you're used to performing it full out, and they probably told them this is just about dancing, this is not about lip syncing. So like, that's the hardest part, is like, not when you're a drag queen, all you want to do is I am the bitch who is singing the song, that's all you want to do. And so they weren't allowed to do that.
Yeah, not at all. But who needs other lips moving when RuPaul is giving such stellar voiceover explaining how disco, you know, through the years and through dance has evolved and changed and come over roadblocks and all these things. I don't know. I'm just trying to make this challenge make sense to me, because
Gucci, Pucci, Susan Lucci,
Fiorucci.
I liked the songs. I thought they were really fun. I liked the dancing. I think this is a fun way to like twist it up. It's like, it's not exactly a rusical. It is just a straight up, we're going to do a dance ass challenge. Now, the Mean Girls were all matching and they kind of read Candy's outfit. Do you think that it was one of those cases where it was like, oh, Tina was like, oh, well, I have this amazing red and yellow, so what if we did like red and yellow kind of colors? And so Candy pulled out one of her outfits.
I feel like it's very know? That. They definitely decided on a color and went with it. Yeah, for me, it just gave me Tina Burner as Diana Ross, and then Gottmik and Candy as Mary Wilson and the other one, the Cindy Birdsong,
right.
Mary Birdsong, whatever. Like, it two jumpsuits and then one girl gets a beaded gown. Goodbye. If that wasn't DWV, I don't know what it is.
Right. Well, I'm in the middle, so I'm just, I'm going to wear this. I'm going to wear this.
It's DWV. I'm the middle.
Did anyone stand out for you during this?
Yeah, Olivia. Olivia gave me just so much great energy.
Yeah.
And the hair had movement. The dress had movement. She had to deal with that fucking handkerchief, and she still made it work and gave body. I loved Olivia, for sure.
I loved Simone and Lala as well. I thought they were just... their styling was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And just the dancing was so effortless and, like, so fierce and so fun. What? See, I feel like Denali could have been in the top if it weren't for this selection of look. And she's had such amazing looks on this season. But this was like, the hair wasn't really quite there. And the sparkly kind of sack, which I love a sparkly sack. But I don't know. It wasn't...
I agree.
I think it's what held her back from being in the top.
I definitely agree. I think that a lot of her outfits have been really like costume and like really cool costumes. I'm not saying it as a dig, but this one, it's not a cool costume. It's ready to wear, and I don't know that I would wear it at all or be ready to.
Rosé looked fierce.
Rosé, and she looked so good, and that silhouette was so disco. So to
very
have,
disco.
To have Miss Sequin Sad Sack dress next to it with a pink wig, it didn't give it to me, like how Denali has given it to me in every episode so far. But, you know, she performed great.
I feel like colorful hair, and I hate to keep harping on Denali because I think she's amazing, but I feel like colorful hair is not the disco era. I feel like that was more like when the 80s started to come in and people started to do sort of unnatural kind of, like the 70s was all about fucking natural hair and like natural volume and like really long.
Mm-hmm. Feather frizz. Like I loved Utica's hair if it was taken down, but it looked like she pulled it back to get it out of her face. And it's then she ended up looking like,
Florence and the Machine.
No, she. You know who she gave me? She gave me Tilda Swinton in what's it called? That Orlando movie where like Quentin Crisp plays her, like all that. She's very that. Mondays on Mom.
Well, why don't we take a break and we'll get back into the little black dress. I'm going to slip into a little black dress.
LBD. Ginny Lemon, Ginny, oh, she just wants to leave.
Wait, where are you going? I come back. Wait, okay. Well, okay. Well.
Welcome to the UK Minute. We had a special guest planned. Ginny Lemon was planning on talking to us, but I guess her her connection cut out, or she decided to leave. Was that it? She just left. Okay, she said she didn't want to compete for in the competition when her burgeoning friendship stood on the line. And I understand.
So we're going to go ahead and throw to our sisters Manila and Latrice with the UK Minute.
It's Latrice.
And I'm Manila.
And it's your UK Minute.
On episode 4, it's a morning talk show challenge. Are you impressed with what you saw?
For the most part, it was good, y'all. I loved it. I loved
sort
it.
Sort of?
The queens bring their monster mash looks on the runway. Who scared you?
There's a lot of scary things happening, but it was a good scare. It was a good scare. Also, what happened during that lip sync, girl? I'm so confused.
Girl, she hit it, punched it, and I'm
clocked out.
Gone.
For more recaps of season 2 of RuPaul's Drag Race UK,
check out The Chop every Tuesday here on the Mom Network.
Category is
Little Black Dress.
All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
What
first
do we
on
got?
The stage, we have Miss Tinta Burnter.
Yes.
First, she's in a jumpsuit that says wet paint. Uh-huh. And
she wears that cover up. She doesn't do the tearaway right away. She says, I'm going to wear this for half the runway, bitch.
Yeah.
I love the dress.
I love it from the neck down. The hair for me doesn't complement the dress in the way that I think it could. But it fits her great. It's beautiful. Yeah, that's what I'll say.
Love the dress. Burn the hair. Okay.
It won't burn. It'll just melt. Did you see it? It was so cheap.
That's the kind of thing you throw in the campfire and it turns the flame blue. I mean, you know it's just toxic. Okay. Candy Musington. I love this. This is fucking fierce. I love
this. Me too. It's just well executed. It's cool. Mm-hmm. She made it all art school and did like the same marks of the dress on her neck and like she did a dirty look. I loved it. The little matching clutch.
Yes, the makeup is really taking it there. I adore this. I love it. Mm-hmm. Got Mikatina
wearing Marco.
No. I love this. And this is what, when they first said Little Black Dress and then they went to commercial, I was like, if I was on the runway, I would do something where it was like a physically very, very small dress. Mm-hmm. I didn't, of course, think of this. This is genius. But it's like taking the little aspect and really making it little. I love this. I mean, Gottmik is just fucking visionary.
I mean, there's only one tape that could hold on a dress like that. I wonder where she got it.
Ooh, Willems. Ooh. Willems patented duct tape.
Oh, it comes in patent now? This Elliot's black dress mm-hmm. is a beautiful dress. I love it. It says wife going to the funeral when she already got her second husband lined up. It's just this hair that like, I love it, but like he either wears that short wig with the side part mm-hmm. style or long, like curled, but flat. Like I just want to hang it upside down and give him some volume a little bit because like that dark root, it just looks like anyway, he looks beautiful.
Yeah, she does, and I think it could have been elevated with a couple of styling choices: a purse, a sunglass, a hat that says "I'm going to the funeral."
Yeah, rich something. It gave me rich lady at Neiman's. It didn't give me on the runway at RuPaul's Drag Race. Her
but
shoe choice
is
great.
If you were at Neiman's, you would have a purse. This look calls for a handbag.
A lady can never be too sure.
A lady is never short. And she has her coat. So it's like a purse would have elevated it to me and not just been like, I look nice. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But she does look nice.
Yeah.
Tamisha
looks really nice. And when she says that she has the ostomy bag, now some of her more architectural costumes are kind of rationalized in my head. Oh, she was trying to hide something. But this dress is beautiful. And I would wear it. I'd shorten it a little, but like I love the architecture and the wings of it. It's like a Playboy bunny walking down the runway a little bit.
Yeah, classy. She looks beautiful. And her hair looks fantastic. Her hair looks the best it has all season.
This is the hair I like on Miss Tamisha. Just a little bit of biggerness, like not flat.
Yeah.
Now, I can't. You need to handle Miss Olivia. I can't even
Olivia.
Do this.
Olivia Lux. Ugh. She love it. Pussy,
so good.
Pussy on fire. I mean, yes, it's a simple dress, but you see she's holding a purse and the hair has something to say.
The hair is talking the whole way down the runway.
Yes. So this is like so much fun. She looks sexy. There's a little bit of whimsy and humor with the tiny purse. It's her thing. I'm into this. I love this. It's fantastic.
Honey, RuPaul said, oh, we got a Ruby Red stand-in for season two. Oh, wait, we're not getting into season two? Never mind.
Ruby is red.
Ruby. Yes. Olivia looks fucking fabulous. Utica comes out in this Audrey Hepburn-inspired Breakfast at Tiffany's type of look with a hook in her hat, and they immediately cut to Michelle going, huh? Like they want to make it known that the judges don't get it, but like Utica knows.
I love it. I thought it was so cool.
Yeah, I think it's cool to find inspiration in something and then build a whole outfit around it.
And even if you didn't know what it was, she's still a gold ass fucking Audrey Hepburn, like Tin Woman robot fucking. I don't like. She kind of looks like that creature from Monsters. Real Monsters, the
holding the
character
eye.
A little bit. She like it's kind of that. It's like scary, but it kind of reminds me of the mom from Coraline a little bit. I love it. It's cool to me.
I like it too. And Untucked under the different light, though, it didn't photograph how it did on stage at all. So I'm wondering how the judges actually saw it, and maybe that's why they didn't get it. Maybe. But cool look, love it. Denali comes out as this sexy black widow with a little web cape, and then she does a reveal and takes off this hat moment that she has, and it's revealed that she's a spider.
It's an exquisite dress. I mean, the spider web detail is so fun and so sickening. I love this. Curse of the Spider Woman.
Denali's given so many different looks this season. Like,
she really is.
She definitely needs to put her name on her cartoons and her merch, because it's been different looks every time you turn around. What do you think of Rosé's look for the LBD?
She's got the gray tulle kind of fluffing out. I mean, I think it looks cool. I mean, it's a very well-made garment.
It looks tulle.
I would love for her to just be like, I'm a pussy woman, especially in a category like Little Black Dress. With the makeup and the hair, I kind of wish it was a little just like softer, like I'm a girl, you know? But the dress is very well made. It really makes the silhouette pop. It's really cool.
I don't know any girl that has ever said, yeah, make my waist look bigger.
Right.
Rosé's does, and she's just like a bobblehead floating on top of a mattress for me. Like, I wish the hair was different. Like, I wish it was the same gray as the tulle, or the exact opposite or something. But like, I would love this dress to sit on at a picnic at the beach. now Miss La La Ree in this cookie cutter, she cutting the coochie right off in this small dress with this silver necklace, which is probably all of her broken jewelries from the past 10 years. Just put on a necklace collar of everything. She gives sparkle fingers down by her pussy when she's walking away. And then she gives the shimmy to girls who give you this under the neck moment, the La La Ree experience.
This is exactly why I rarely wear short skirts on stage because for it to be the right length for me, it has to be the literal millimeter of below my pussy. It has to be so short that it's almost obscene. And then as soon as you start walking, it inevitably rides up, or it does for me.
Yeah, but and that's so, how your panties come up and they know where to put the money.
So this is, I have been in this scenario so many times that I'm like, that's why you listen to Jasmine Masters and you always wear fucking panties, even if you don't think they're going to show, because you never know if the skirt is going to ride up. So at least she was wearing a matching pussy pantaloon here. Mm-hmm.
Ah, she's my salute of the week. I love
it. She looks cool.
Simone is giving a nod to Rue's Back to My Roots, which was originally called Black to My Roots, in an outfit made entirely out of braiding hair and this iconic Matthew hairstyle that Rue's sported back then with like the braiding hair and like the geometry. It's wonderful. And RuPaul does almost a 90-degree turn to show how pleased she is. She turned.
And you can't really even get into the details on the TV because of the distance of the cameras. But if you check out Simone's Instagram, the fucking dress is so exquisite. It's made out of fucking braids.
And the little Gucci thong on the back type of thing.
Baby.
And ooh, did you check out that shoe? That shoe, honey?
Shit. It's just so good. So fucking fierce. And a reference. Mm-hmm. Really, really good. It's not just a reference. It's like a turn on a reference that is just so exquisite.
Mm-hmm. RuPaul turned for the reference.
She turned, honey. Turned the beat around.
So the safe queens this time are Gottmik, Denali, mm-hmm. Rosé, Lala Ri, and Simone.
Yeah.
Which, you know what happens next. This is the time when all the safe girls say, well, I should have been in the top. And
safe is not good enough for me.
Girl, Shea Coulee gave a nice little Instagram saying, girls, when you're not in the top, why don't you just think about, you know, you have another chance to show your art next week, that type of thing.
It should have been me. I should have been in the top.
It should have been me. I actually, never mind. Just because I topped one doesn't mean I am a top.
Right.
Tina's
critique. Just because a cannibal eats a salad doesn't make him a vegetarian.
Oh, I understand. I was like, huh? I was like, is it before the meal? Is it bib lettuce?
Do we take another break? What are we doing?
I'm out of here.
This is segment four.
Girl, let's just Ginny Lemon and let Dipper finish it.
We're in this final segment, so we're not taking another break. We're going straight through to the end. We're firing through to the end.
Straight through, like Simone, to the top. Tina, they liked her performance. Michelle says her hair could be much bigger on the runway look, and I definitely agree with that.
I second that.
Candy's and Musington's.
They said Candy's look was distracting. The messy face. I liked it. It was fucking cool.
That's what Carson said.
I've seen half the stuff that Carson wears, so I'll take fashion advice from her. Period. I won't take fashion advice from her.
Michelle says Elliot looks too regular. Michelle's using a lot of too plain, too simple, too regular this season.
It's Drag Race season 13 at this point. I think Michelle totally would have worn this as a judge, though, in season 3 or 4 in a second. This is very cachet, rich woman. Michelle's mad that she can't wear it first, probably. But Elliot's dancing ability definitely saved him in the challenge. And she really showed herself to them.
Yes.
With a hula hoop.
Right.
Express yourself using this plastic hoop.
I'll come in wearing rompers and rolling a hoop if you like. Tamisha, they like her dress, but they say again it's too simple. And Tamisha says, you know what? 6 months ago I couldn't walk, so I turned it. I agree. She did. She fucking turned it.
Olivia was 100% all around love. They loved her. She gave them that feeling. She gave them that La La Reef experience. But yes, Olivia loved.
There was so much joy in her performance, and that's really what the spirit of disco, like what they were trying to convey. So she crushed it this week. Mm-hmm. Utica explains that her look is based on her earrings, and they were, and all the judges were like, oh, well, now I get it, but I still hate it. I thought it, I stand by it. I think it was really cool, but.
I think it was cool too. It's just dangerous going there and having to ever explain something because you want it to be like, you want it to be so blatantly obvious that you get that gasp when you walk out of the runway, not when you're right. done explaining it. But you know, fortune favors the brave, and Utica was brave and she did that.
Yes.
The winner of the challenge is Miss Olivia Lux, and she gets $5,000.
Yes, she does. The safe divas are Tina, Elliot, and Utica. And the bottom two are Tamisha and Candy. And since the theme is disco this week, the song is Hit 'Em Up Style by Blue Kendra.
90s R&B, how wonderful.
whatever. What a fierce, perfect... It's a perfect drag song. It really is.
This lip sync for me, every drag queen knows this song. Every drag queen knows who's gonna be Soli, who's gonna be Mia. dragging all the pictures in the clothes in the wagon.
Now is Got Mick Soli or Mia, and is Tina who's Tina?
Got Mick is Mia because she has an M in her name, and Candy is Soli because Candy Soli.
Okay, great.
But Tamisha. Tamisha does the damn thing. She says, oops. And honestly, it could have been either one of them to me if I was standing behind them and I wasn't in the room. I know what they edited it. But Candy definitely had a passion on her face.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we get to see her a little bit more. I really think that we'll see Tamisha on All Stars because she said, it's not the end. It's just until we meet again.
Honey, I think that she is going to be ready with guns blazing when it's time for All Stars because this season happened really soon after her, like, going through a serious physical recovery. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know. I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of Miss
of the
Tamisha,
mother of the House of
Iman.
Mm-hmm. Untucked this week, did you watch, doll?
Girl, I always watch.
This was a really nice because...
I even watched Save the Last Dance after Untucked. No, I'm just kidding. I can't remember what the movie was. It's always like some kind of movie. White Chicks afterwards, after Untucked. So stay tuned to our Patreon and we'll talk about that. No, I'm just kidding. Don't.
This message from Cade's parents was cool because, you know, just seeing parents support someone who is, like, different. A lot of us don't have that privilege.
Right.
And seeing them use his chosen name, that was big for him. But I like that the whole time he's kind of, like, cringy about mom and dad being there. And it's not the effect that they wanted, like, the crying, the tears. He's like, oh, my God, my parents, you know. And I totally feel that, too, when my mom comments on my Instagram sometime. I'm like, mom, shut up.
I love when my mom comments on my stuff.
Yeah, I love it and all the time. But, like, I'm like, mom, don't let them know I'm a real person. Oh, I know.
Pamela will clap back too, so don't try.
Your mom,
in the comments,
your mom will yell.
Pamela will.
Your mom will yell down a hallway. That's a man, and I only know that because she did it at me several times in an evening in Cincinnati.
Oh my God!
She said, "That's a man."
Oh wow!
Yeah, she knows why. No.
Wow.
Candy is really like you know.
So
she thinks
distraught.
She's gonna be bottom. She thinks she's gonna be bottom. She sees her dreams being dashed before her right now. I mean, she must have known this was coming with, you know, that jumpsuit was kind of iffy for me in just the sense it was a jumpsuit with a belt. It was made up of two specific things, neither of them fabulous. Her hair was great, but we've already seen that hair on her. So, like, I understand why she's in the bottom in this challenge.
Yeah.
And she probably does, too. Plus, we get that storyline of two girls that went head-to-head last episode. You know,
right?
that.
And it's nice to see that they've sort of made amends. Like, they're at least, they're like joking. They're doing the drag queen thing where you have a really serious argument with someone, and then 20 minutes later, you're making jokes referencing how ridiculous you both were being yeah. in the fight. Yes. Which is lovely. Tamisha was like, well, I think you're arrogant. And he's like, bitch, yes. I love drag. I love this show. It was an amazing lip sync. And we thank you so much for joining us for Race Chasums this week.
I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And remember, we are nominated for a Queerchi for best podcast.
Oh, I've been voting continuously this whole time.
I've seen you on your phone this whole time.
No, I already voted today.
You can vote at queerty.com/queerties2021, and we'll also link it in our Instagram bio. Oh
God, the deadline is coming up soon.
The 16th!
Vote! Okay, we would love for you to write a review of our podcast on your podcast app, and don't forget to subscribe and take a moment to leave us a good rating as well.
You can follow the dolls at Willem, at the Only Alaska 5000, and our Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod, and the Mom Podcast account is Mom Podcast, where you can find all of the Mom Podcasts.
And we have really fun bonus video available now on patreon.com/Willem. You can search the Race Chaser content by searching the hashtag #RaceChaser. Really fun stuff on there. You can see us turn into Kimora Hall and a Tin Man.
You can email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com with any tea or anything else.
Scaldracia.
We ask that you wear a mask and wash your hands and socially distance yourself and respect each other out in the world.
Hallelujah. What's for dinner?
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, audio, and video clips are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and/or copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.